Get ready to join us for the after show. It's the Vanderpump Rules after show for season 5, episode 16. We're getting there, kids. It starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Cover girl, put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
As a RuPaul extraordinaire, knowledgeable person, I'm happy about this.
Well, we had to use this song this evening for our boys in drag.
Yeah.
I have to say, I thought the Toms killed it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Well,
yeah, Sandoval.
A Tom killed it.
Jen Rod, you mean?
Jen Red Rod?
Jen Rod.
Rod.
I guess we'll get to who we thought killed it and didn't. Hey guys, it's your Vanderpump Rules after show starting right now. I don't know if my sound was on when we started, so I'm going to say what I said before. If you're a basic fucking bitch, we're so excited to have you. Let's get to it. I'm your host, Megan Stecker, joined by
Matthew Evan Payne.
And Jay Ellis, I'm basic, so I'm here.
You are too, Matthew, let's be real.
Oh, there's nothing basic about me.
Oh, he didn't get up today to be mediocre. That keeps coming up on my feed everywhere. Like, everybody's, like, reposting that, like, stealing everyone's Instagrams and...
Yeah.
I don't know, it keeps popping up. I had to say it. There is a lot to unpack.
This was an action-packed episode.
I mean, I thought it was a 10 out of 10.
Yes. You called it. Absolutely.
And for those of you who are watching us in the chat room, make sure to join in, ask questions, give comments, and I will read them to Megan and Jay and all the rest of our listeners.
We love hearing from
you.
Yes,
we do.
I'm so excited about this episode. Okay. So we're waking up in bed with everybody. So... Jax has broken down the night before to Stassi. Stassi got her apology that she wanted and slunk away with her little Cheshire Cat smile. So Brittany is trying to repeat what she said to Jax last night. Like, how are you going to apologize to her and not me? Jax ends what could have been an argument by saying, give it up. You're kicking a dead horse.
Oh, my God.
Do you love him? I mean... You can always count on him to mess up a good metaphor.
First interior motive. Yeah, he always brings like a wrong, which I'm not great with sayings either, so I get it. But yeah, the conversation was very, she brought it up again. I think she still is thinking about it, but it's not a, I don't know, you really are kind of beating a dead horse with it.
Their entire on-air or on-camera relationship is her trying to discuss their issues and him being like, enough.
Right, yeah.
I'm out of here, peace.
I definitely think that her opinion needs to be heard.
Yeah.
He's not acknowledging it. He won't give her the acknowledgement, although it doesn't really surprise me because it took 6 years for Stassi to get a proper apology.
In 6 years, Brittany will get one.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Clock starts now.
Right.
Yeah.
Also discussing last night's events are Tom and Katie.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to say... I live for you guys. So yet again, I have my jacket over my shoulders because we have the hot cold thing going on in here. It's really hot, but the air is cranking. And the boys also have their jackets over their shoulders today.
Yes,
I'm gonna say it's an homage.
It is.
Oh my god! Yeah. I love you both so much,
and we love you.
It was all in love, out of love.
Oh my God.
My flaps are, it's a pea coat, so I'm having trouble keeping this collar down.
Oh. I'm going to pop my collar then.
Okay, sounds good. Go. It's an homage to me. Thank you.
Tom's trying to wake Katie up and say, let's apologize for what happened last night. Everything's going awry from the start in this episode. So Tom is still drunk, according to Katie. Last night, it seems like what happened is that at 4:30 a.m. after them drinking all night, they drank until 4:30, they were walking home, and Katie claims in her version of the story that she didn't feel safe. Well, if you're there with 20 of your friends and you guys are all walking home together, how are you not safe? Kristen's version of it is that she just didn't want to walk the whole way.
I wouldn't want to walk either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those cobblestone streets probably, right?
I just don't want to walk. Like, after drinking, I never want to walk. It's like, I want to get
That's
home.
True.
I want
to
get
to where's the Uber?
The DiGiorno. I just want to get home.
DiGiorno?
Like, I just want food.
Oh, okay.
I want Joe's Pizza every time. I'm like,
anything.
Oh.
But, like, you know when you just want to devour some food and you don't want to walk? You've got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. It's a mess.
Is this I was kind of confused about the time. Where was this when Katie was telling Carter and Kristen about the Vegas thing? Is this when they had their long talk?
Must have been. That must have happened after they got back to the hotel and Tom and Katie had fought. So Tom's version of it was that she was being super mean to him. Later in the episode, I heard Kristen say, oh, he was being awful and calling her horrible names. He can't do that. I don't exactly know what was said.
Because at this point, we only had the cell phone footage of them at a karaoke bar. So the cast was really taking it upon themselves to produce their own little reality show.
To me, that's no excuse from production. Production needs to be there as long as the cast is together, especially if there's that much alcohol. Like, that's a foul on production's part. Like,
union issues.
Well, yeah, Jay, talk about, like, all those issues with how long you're allowed to shoot. Well, and
it's just, like, the camera and cast and stuff, they're probably scheduled for a certain amount of time, and then production probably has, like, a hard out, like, hey, we need to wrap up. And that's why I think we've seen this on other reality shows where they're just like, we didn't get this on camera, but this is what happened, but there was no crew to capture it. So I'm sure it was something very legal binding about it.
Housewives of OC had that issue with their Ireland trip where, like, all this crazy stuff went down, but it didn't happen on camera. So then it was, like, everybody trying to whip out their cell phones and tape each other about different stuff.
And they had to be in that hotel room. Katie said at 8 a.m., so I'm imagining they can't just film 24 hours. No. There's just not a crew for it.
But maybe it's different because they're on a trip. I thought that there were always two teams. Like, there's, like, the morning team, and then if they have to break one, then they start the other.
I don't know
I don't know if it depends on the show. I don't know. I hate that they weren't there. I understand that rules exist. I just hate that we missed it.
Because every time we hear about Katie's misbehavior and how awful she was, it's like half the time the camera wasn't there, and we get like a screen cap of
the text,
or it doesn't seem that horrible. Like, the fight's not good, but she really didn't say anything that horrible. Like, when we saw them fight at the restaurant where she stormed out a couple weeks ago, I don't know. Like, I want to see this Tequila Katie, this present day.
I almost want to say that on this one, if the truth was that Katie wasn't feeling comfortable, they maybe should have just gotten, her and Tom could have gotten an Uber and the rest of the group could have walked home.
If you really want a car, like, get the car.
Yeah.
Right.
But I just don't know if that's really what the argument was deep down about. You never really know.
Well, apparently it wasn't. It was not. Deep down, according to Dr. Kristen Doty, it's all about Vegas.
Right.
Well, let's not jump too far ahead. We go to lunch at, how do we say it? Galatoire's?
Galatoire's. It looked like Gator to me because I think Gators were on my mind.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to say it right in French, but I didn't take French in school.
Yeah.
Galatoire. So Kristen says that Tom was calling Katie names at this lunch. She's filling in the group with that. Kristen and Sheena leave the table because they're so intensely bothered by the smell of shellfish. But that gives them time over in the corner to make up a plan. Kristen says that she got Katie to admit last night that all of her deep down issues with Tom are really just over him having sex with a girl in Vegas and not really ever him admitting to it. And Kristen and Sheena think that they are going to solve everything by making Tom apologize for it. Admit it and apologize for it. And then the road to the altar will be smooth sailing in their mind.
Yeah. As Sheena says, she held, sobriety over Shay's head a little bit, and they weren't able to move on until he acknowledged it and apologized to her. Like, that was her rationale behind.
I loved that moment, because I thought that seemed like a very mature way to put what was going on here. But the way it looked on camera with, like, her and Kristen being like, okay, all we have to do is make Tom apologize for something he says he never did, and everything will be great.
Because even the way that they brought it up, they were like, it almost sounded like an ambush because they're like, let's do this. Let's put this plan into action.
Right, exactly. Oh,
like, it's not a mission.
Yeah. Let's take Schwartz down.
Right.
Everything does seem to be a mission with them, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
at that moment, I didn't feel like it was a mission on Kristen's part. I felt like Sheena was the one who was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. On the count of three, let's break. Oh,
I felt this was Doty-led. Mission.
I think it was a 50-50.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to split the difference.
And we've got three different opinions. Just like an asshole, everybody's got an opinion up here. The guy, just going to curse a lot tonight.
Michael, explicit already.
I'm wearing stripes, cursing like a sailor, whatever.
Michael Roach in the chat room says, I'm so surprised that Katie and Tom drama for 3 years ago came back up, but I always wondered how she just forgot about it and moved on so easily.
Good. I'm glad. Okay, perfect. Yes, I was glad. Let's raise it back up from the chat.
Because I had forgotten about this until it was acknowledged.
I did
again.
I didn't. Like, and then the flashbacks. Has that been in the back of your mind?
Not with it being part of their issues, but I always just remembered it as like the string of infidelities, like everybody's list of infidelities or alleged. Like that just was always on the docket for him, for me.
Mm-hmm. Julia the health girl said Katie pushed him to marry her and she clearly wasn't ready. Hashtag bitter. But I actually was wondering that tonight because I feel like, I don't know if they keep reusing the same soundbite or if we've just heard Katie keep saying to Tom, you put a ring on it.
Right.
Has that happened more than once?
It might be reused. I think it's going to be happening next week. Oh, wait. She did say that one time already this season,
right?
Didn't
she? I thought so, too, unless it was previews for this season, which I can't remember what
it
was.
Maybe it was that. Interesting.
The thought that came to my head when this was going on with Sheena and Kristen in the hallway was, if Katie's bringing this up now and it's still going to be an issue, I don't think that a conversation is going to help her get over it. Like, if it's still something that is affecting her and she's thinking about it a lot to this extent, mm-hmm. it's just something that's not going to exit her brain. Like, right. She's going to always think about this.
Oh, totally.
Which is totally normal.
Let's talk about infidelity. Like, I would think about it forever.
Which is why I'm in agreement with Tom Sandoval, because Tom is like, you need therapy. You need to sit down and you need to talk about it.
You need professionals.
Because if you're going to say, well, that happened and let's move on and still get married anyway, it's like that has to be worked out, because that's just going to be something that haunts your relationship forever.
Can I ask you guys, are the stakes kind of lowered because we know that they're married already? Like does that kind of affect these kind of arguments, like where he's like, I'm done with them saying like, we're gonna get him to admit it, and then he's like, I'm done with Katie, knowing that he's already married, like they are married. Are you guys kind of like, well,
I had been feeling that way throughout the season, but seeing how bad it was tonight, it just makes me think that, like, okay, we're all right. I don't think this relationship's gonna work out in the end. She was forcing the marriage to be like, everything's fine here, no need to look over here that I've been with the same guy forever and we're not married.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's such a modern world. We don't, like Ariana, we don't all have to, like, go to the altar and, like, to prove everything's fine. Yeah. Or, like, if you just want to be with somebody, just be with them. Like, marriage is, like, a whole different, it's like a spectrum these days, you know?
To me, it doesn't lower the stakes. I feel like, you know, when you see a scary movie, like, 20 times, but you still get scared at that moment, you're like, oh, God, like, it still gets you. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that they're married in real life, but I'm still watching it thinking, I wonder if they're going to be able to work this out.
I felt like tonight was so crazy intense that's how I felt. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, are they really going to get married?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering where you guys were at.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Where are you at on this barometer?
Exactly the same, because I know they're married and stuff, but it's just to watch that process leading up to it has been, like, I mean, we've seen this season especially just the fights that have gone into it. I'm like, I know they're married, but it's just to see the struggle of them getting there has been fascinating.
Right, like tonight was lack of better word. So real.
Yeah.
Last week, didn't Sheena say something about this at this point in her engagement to Shay? Like how they were like on cloud nine
drama-free,
and there was no drama.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Right?
Well, I mean, people have bumpy roads to the altar, as I would only know from reality TV. Mm-hmm. But I remember when Kim Kardashian was about to marry Chris Humphries and they were like fighting so bad that just a couple days before the wedding, like, they weren't speaking at their own, like, pre-wedding extravaganza. Yeah. I mean,
and maybe,
it happens.
Maybe what doesn't kill them will make this relationship stronger. And maybe it's just the joint bachelorette party. Like, we don't know if this would have been the same if they weren't both in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and Sheena and Shay had no flaws leading up to their wedding. And look
then,
at them now.
Yeah.
And then you've got Tom and Katie who were arguing on their way to the altar. And it might be a perfect marriage.
Yeah. Right. Like, maybe we'll get to see them having therapy or, you know, at least talking with someone and talking through this specific issue.
That's right.
Yeah.
True, because they do get to the altar. We know it. We've seen the footage. And we've had Tom here. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, Tom. Hi, Tom.
The guys' gator tour was hilarious to me.
Can't.
Like, the perfect little comedic, I needed that. What was your favorite part? There were so many
things. My least favorite part was
Tom's ass on Tom's face.
No, the tricking of Tom Schwartz with all of the snakes and the
the snake donut thing. Why? What is
that? Was a real live snake.
Oh, it was.
The other one was fake in the cooler, but that one it.
Where
moved.
Did they get the live one from?
Well, I think it was. I watched it back
the
again.
Swamp. I mean, oh, no, I don't know. I mean, I imagine it was. I would be so upset
for that man to pull an alligator out of a cooler instead of a shot was. Upsetting.
I wanted to go home.
I would have tripped out of that. Okay, I have a quick story. My friends were returning a DVD to me one time, and I absolutely hate crickets. Like, they scare me so much.
Yeah.
They had filled my DVD case with crickets. So when
crickets?
Alive. That and they said, can you just check and make sure that the DVD is in there? I don't know if I put the right one in. So I opened the DVD case, and just a thing of crickets was in it. And I dropped the case, and it was like a fight or flight, and I was just like, I couldn't even move.
You look emotional right now.
I'm going to start crying. Yeah, so like for that to happen, I would have fallen backwards over in that boat and been like killed by, I was going to say crocodile, but that would have been dead. An alligator would have eaten me.
I would never, I recently, like a week ago too, maybe, was talking about the fact that I hate those airboats.
Oh, really?
I'd be like the person on the boat, like the boat would tip. Like that would be my, I'd like go in alligator infested swamp land and
I
thought this actually like a great time. Like have some donuts and beers and like go gator scouting or whatever. I thought it seemed really fun.
I would sit at
the hotel. Think I would be little frightened. Here's the way, why you need the beer. Because you actually are frightened of the alligators. But if you have the beer, your inhibitions are down. You're like, it's fine, whatever.
I would want a clear head. If that that guy's picking up an alligator. Like, get it out of my face. This is my sick of the week. Get that alligator out of my face. I can't. I would be horrified. I really would. The boat would be fun, but I don't want I keep wanting to say crocodiles, but I'm not in Australia.
You know what your it's sick moment of... You know your it's sick moment of the week where it just reminded me of how you do have a degree in this psychology, right?
Psychology, yes.
Psychology. What is your take on Kristen saying like, oh, we got down to the bottom of it. It's just the one issue. It's just that. Do you think that that's what's going on here? Or do you think it's all the other, how Sandoval's claiming, no, it's 7 years.
Doctor, let me put on my doctor hat real quick. I know I did not do clinical psychology, but there's just not one, in my opinion, and this is just very basic, it's never one issue. There's so many things that lead up to it. Of course, there's probably one big overall thing that you can hold over somebody, mm-hmm. and you can always use that as something, but it seems like there's more that's going into this than just one major thing.
Is it me or is alcohol the root of all these problems? Because it's like you're fighting because you're drunk. I don't really think it's the issues. I think it's like they're fighting because they're drunk.
Yeah.
And it's always accusing the other person of being drunk.
And they say that a lot of it stems from alcohol, and it's just like, then quit. Stop.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy for their relationship for them to always be drinking so much, which is why I'm like, why are we doing the joint party? I feel like they're doing the joint party, though, because she wanted to keep an eye on him because she's never gotten over the Vegas thing.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think that they are all I think they're doing a big group bachelorette party because they're all friends. Like, all of them. They're so intertwined.
True.
I mean, I think there are only two non-cast members who were there,
the
and
trip.
That would be
the two
Rachel
girls.
And I think her name is Jen.
Right.
But I think everyone else, I mean, like, even, I know Peter's not a cast member, but he's close.
I saw a guy in the guys really quick.
Oh,
but
really?
But I didn't, I've looked up really quick, and his chyron was, like, going away, so I didn't even, I wasn't, it said Schwartz is something.
Then he got eaten by an alligator.
Yeah.
he's not there for the rest of the trip.
Chomp. Anyway, so then they go to eat crabs, like have lunch is included, I guess, with this tour. And the conversation, Tom is wasted. Like Schwartz is wasted. He never sobered up from the night before and has just been pounding the beers. And things get really emotional in that Carter brings up, hey, guess what? Katie's always upset because of the Vegas thing. And immediately Sandoval was like, this sounds like Kristen propaganda. I feel like, I don't know, what's the relationship between like Carter and the other guys? Because it has to be a little tense.
So I watched Watch What Happens Live last week where Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz were both Andy's guests.
Loved.
And Sandoval said that Carter's very cool, except that when they go out, Carter is often on his telephone texting Kristen exactly what's being said. Like, he's kind of like a
spy.
Court stenographer.
What a spy.
Yeah.
Court stenographer. That's so Kristen. They're the perfect couple. Didn't Kristen do that in a few episodes in past seasons?
Do what?
Like report
like
back?
Just like right, yeah, like texting like moment by moment what's going on to somebody.
I don't remember.
I can't. I feel like there was a scene that happened.
But it takes two to tango, so Carter must want to do that.
Well, yeah, totally. I would do that with my boyfriend. Honey.
Yeah.
Get on the horn.
He must be okay, though, to be invited as a bachelor on Schwartz's wedding.
Yeah.
But Katie and Kristen are very close, so I'm assuming that when they hang out, Carter and Tom are just friends by proxy of that.
Good point. 100%. Yeah. Anything else about... Oh, wait. Hold on. I have something to say. Tom and Tom are saying this looks like or sounds like Kristen propaganda. And Jax felt it necessary. This is such a sweet moment where Jax is like, dude, how are you getting married? Just kind of like, I don't want you to live your rest of your life like this. And Sandoval cries. This is bad. I mean, to have all three guys so emotional over this, being like, I don't think you should marry Katie, and crying. This is, like, so intense.
I got choked up during that, actually.
Yeah.
Just watching that a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. It was nice, and it was genuine compassion from Sandoval to Schwartz.
I mean, that's why this is in season 5 and the best show on TV. You can't write this stuff.
Yeah, I've never doubted the guys' friendship to one another. I feel like they've always wanted the best for each other. And I think, I mean, again, this is like the fourth episode of me saying this, that Tom Sandoval is just like on the straight and narrow. He's just truly genuine, and I think he really wants the best for his friend. Mm-hmm. And he's just saying, like, look, this isn't making you happy. And then when Tom's coming back and saying stuff about how it's almost his fault, he's like, you're acting like a battered woman. Mm-hmm. And he's saying it twice. But
I'm wondering if this is flashes of when he was with Kristen. Do you guys remember the season where they were in breakup mode all the time, and then they kept sleeping together, and then they would be back together, and then she'd be like, don't touch me, don't kiss me, you're grossing me out because I know you screwed a girl, and like... It was shades of that for me, so I wonder if that's what he's leaning back on. Like, No, you've got to get out of this. You're never going to be happy.
Yeah, he might see, like, a reflection of himself in that, because now he sees how easy a relationship could be with Ariana. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm not seeing that with you. Like, a relationship could be like this. Not should, but could.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kenzel in the chat room said, perfect marriage would be the Toms. #Tomance.
Oh, agreed. I think they are 100%. Meant for each other.
They love each other.
And they've kissed so many times.
You know what? Okay. If you guys have heard any shows with Fern, and Fern used to do this panel in the past, she's super into, like, past lives and, like, other side and everything. And, like, this is a moment when I would say, like, Fern, I'll bet Tom and Tom were, like, super close in another life in another way. Like, a husband and wife, or, like, twin brothers, or something like that. And she'd be like, absolutely, and have, like, 8 more examples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the Fern.
I love Fern. So much.
Fern Renee. And if you want to read her book about that kind of stuff, it's called Better in the Morning, available on Amazon. Like, I always do a free ad for her.
It's so good. Zico Gordon in the chat room says, I think as friends we should be able to tell our friends if they are making a mistake, even if they do go ahead and do it.
It's really hard. I mean, have you guys ever had, like, a tough talk with a friend? Like, I don't think they're the one for you.
Yeah, those are tough talks to have. And they sometimes don't benefit the friendship.
They don't go well.
That's right.
I've had a couple of those. I've had a girlfriend had a string of, like, really bad boyfriends, and it was all, like, really long-term relationships all in a row. Yeah. And it just was, like, to have that conversation every time. Like, I only had it the first time. And then the next two guys, I was like, I'm done. I'm tapped out. Like, you always choose the wrong guy. I'm not going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, just sit
in it. And it took her 8 years to, like... be like, I'm not with him anymore. But it was her own choice and her own discovery. And
you stay out of it. Yeah. It's just, you got to let them figure it out on
their
own.
It's hard. It's always like you're going to be the villain if they stay together.
Yeah. The messenger always gets hurt.
It's true.
Darren Wilson says, Tom and Katie act like they're a couple at the edge of divorce.
Darren, coming back. I like seeing repeat people come in.
Most of this chat room, a lot of...
Yeah, so the sweet. And, you guys, here.
Yeah. And they all have great, like, valued opinions. Like, it's right. Like, it's something where you don't think about that. But, yeah, it's just... what did you guys think of Peter saying, address it when you get home? Like, just pretend, like go through this weekend.
I think they just wanted to enjoy their time and not have to deal with the
bickering.
I'm
blue crab.
I wouldn't want to be in the middle of all that. Delicious. And I would think that alcohol, as Peter, looking at it from the outside, I'd be like, well, alcohol's fueling a lot of this. Yeah. Like, let's dial it back. We're all here to have a good time. I'm sure you guys are getting married in 3 weeks. Like, let's cool it.
Right.
I'm with Peter.
Yeah.
I'm with Peter. Lisa adds 3 dishes to the menu. I was so happy we had to insert Lisa.
You
this
should have
week.
Seen the look we gave each other.
They couldn't think of anything better than that.
And let us admonish our chef with the mushroom pants and tell him that we should fire him.
That was awful. For wear those pants every day.
Those
trousers. I hope he wore those every day.
Yeah.
And also, the cook that's like, I want to marry her in Spanish was the cutest.
Yeah.
And then the chef's like, yeah, well, she's really rich. He's like, even better. I love when they get the chef's commentary. It's so good.
I know. It's in Spanish and you're just like reading the subtitle.
I know. It's so good every time. I love it.
Yeah. That was her scene.
Oh my God.
So we haven't been in LA for a little bit. Let's cut to Sir. And I think it was setting up for the meal where she's like, I bet Tom's sleeping on the couch. Like, they just needed to, like, pretend like she, yeah, or, like, foreshadow that.
I'm just looking at the monitor, and you have your coat off now, and I didn't realize it.
I'm very warm.
900 degrees in here.
Yeah, I'm very warm. So I did it for the stunt, and now we're 16, 17 minutes in. I can't.
All right,
minutes.
They're twinning. They had to take the coats off. Kristen hired a female stripper. How do we feel about this?
I like that whole little scene. It was cute.
I thought it seemed like Kristen enjoyed it so much, and I was like, she definitely went down on Brittany. As soon as I saw the stripping scene, I was like, no, she definitely went down on Brittany.
I just think that they had fun. I think it was a light moment in the show that was filled with all the drama.
Yeah.
But each and every girl seemed to have fun.
Yes.
I was wondering what was going on and who sent the cake. I was really surprised that it was a stripper.
I knew what it was.
You right away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I like that nobody else knew. Like, even Sasha was like, who ordered? Like, I love that it was just Kristen's idea. Like, and I'm so happy she kept it a secret from all the girls, because I think Katie was just, like, doing hair. And just why is there a cake coming in?
I feel like I would have been, like, having a conversation with them, like, Stassi being like, who brought the cake? I would have been like, I have no idea who did bring the cake, like, twirling my hair.
But it was, like, so this group and so fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a fun scene.
I liked when Katie made it rain.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I thought it was
cute. She and Stassi looked a little uncomfortable. I think Katie loosened up. Stassi looked super uncomfortable while getting her lap dance.
Oh, she did? Oh, okay. Behind, I thought.
Can I say the stripper had such a lovely, smooth ass? Look, listen. I am a woman of a particular age. I have some cellulite issues. I have some cellulite issues, and I was like, look how nice and silky her backside is.
Yeah, the stripper was making it go. Like, she was working it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The fact that Ariana sat by and she's like, the heteronormative was out the window. She was a happy girl.
And it's what she said. It's such a flip of, like, the expectation. Like, the girls have the stripper. Meanwhile, like, the guys, which I'm sure we're getting into now, is just, like, they're getting ready in drag.
Yeah.
Like, they're putting on makeup for the night.
Tabitha Roadhouse in the chat said, their parties were unconventional. I enjoyed the female stripper and drag night.
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is the name of the person that tweeted me last week? Anywho, for Valentine's Day, I tweeted a picture of my boyfriend and I, and it's one of our loyal viewers. I'm so sorry I can't find the tweet right now. And she's like, oh, my God, is that your boyfriend you always talk about that you've been with for forever? And I said, yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, girl, lock it down. And I said, well, here's the problem. He's a Schwartz, where he, like, could care to never get married. And I was like, and I'm an Ariana. It's not getting locked down anytime soon.
And you're happy.
And you don't
exactly.
need the title.
Not
everybody needs the marriage
I'm
title.
I'm an Ariana on the whole thing.
But do marry Mac if you get the chance, because he's very sweet.
Oh, totes. If he gives me the ring.
Yeah.
I'll still take a ring anyway. So then, while the girls are doing the stripper scene, Tu Wong Fu shows up at the boys' room.
Yeah.
I didn't even write down their names. I don't know.
They must be local New Orleans queens, because I didn't recognize them.
Yes. So...
And you know
I do.
As a drag race expert.
Like I said, I'm going to clock some of these guys for their looks. So
okay, let's do it. So they show up to help them tuck the jewels in and do the makeup.
Yeah.
Let's delve into Visa Manderhump, who is Schwartz. How did you feel?
Best name, first of all.
Okay, best name.
And my general rule is that pretty men do not usually translate to very pretty women.
Okay.
So you could kind of see I feel like I'm on Drag Race right now. The contour was not great. They should have given him more, like, pronounced features. Yeah. But Tom, the wig was good. And, like, I love that Stassi was like, you look like me. But, yeah.
Oh, that was adorable.
Best name. And I think he was just having fun with it.
It was like a very Marilyn Monroe look.
Mm-hmm. I think that if they had done the Bachelorette party here in LA, they would have been beautiful. Like, I think
I didn't like how pasty his makeup was.
No,
I didn't think
either.
They needed to make it that light.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And the outfits were those, I couldn't recognize anything. Were those really Lisa's
outfits? I doubt it.
I don't think they were.
No. They looked a little.
I feel like that was a way to incorporate Lisa in that episode.
Week.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I loved how when they ended up going down and all the groups merged.
Yeah.
Stassi saw Schwartz and she was like, Schwartz looks like me.
Yeah. That was like the best line of the whole night.
So cute.
Jen Rodd and Jordan Tyler. So Jen Rodd was Tom Sandoval and Jordan Tyler was Ariana as a man.
Ariana wins this episode.
She looked like a Justin Bieber to me.
Yeah.
Like,
no. She was great as a drag king. It was so good. Mm-hmm. So refreshing. And she didn't have to do that.
No.
Like, that's
no.
what I don't know. I'm assuming she didn't have to. Because Carter was not. But she was in character. She was having fun. Like, I loved her.
I loved the guy. I liked her in character. Like,
Wasn't all of them at the bar scene? Like, they were really doing it up.
Committed.
Like, I felt like we were watching a play. I was like, this is good. They're into it.
Yeah. Shakespeare can't write this.
When they were all dying to get a man to buy them a drink. I so cute.
But Tom Sandoval was right that his first wig was a little 50s cougar.
It was. And he said, I look a bitch. And they were like, you do. And mm-hmm. I was like, he did look a lot friendlier and like trendier and younger with the Sia wig on.
I was just going to say, I know we're jumping ahead with the Sia comment. I think I had someone else said that in a different context than how Carter said it to him. Like, I think it would have been a laugh. Like, with the wig.
Oh, if someone had said it different.
Like, if it was brought up in a different context than a fight.
Oh, well, I wrote it down, like, before Carter had ever said that, I was like, oh, and Tom has returned as Sia. And then when he used it against him later, I was like, oh.
How dare you.
How dare you.
How dare you. Okay, let's do that. Again, YouTube that.
Petra Honeysuckle.
Oh, boy.
This was a rough one.
No, Jax hit it on the nose. Jax was like, Lisa Miz lived in Florida for 20 years.
The only thing missing was a person living in Florida who's given up.
It was like so Golden Girls. It was. Floral Moo Moo.
He looked like Countess Luann.
I mean,
Chic, c'est bon.
Well, honey, money can't buy you class.
That is so shady, but... No, that looked like old Peter's haircut a little bit. Like he just taken his ponytail.
Right. It looked like Peter two seasons ago.
In a muumuu. In Tom Schwartz's muumuu. I don't think he brought anything with him. I think he just grew his hair back and put on a muumuu.
I know.
Countess.
He didn't try hard enough. What? The other boys had on Spanx and barbettes.
He just throws on like a caftan. Called it a day.
And Jax's name was Tina Lamar. Okay.
Which there's a story.
I wanted to know the story. I don't know.
I'm looking for like an anagram or something in the name and I can't find anything.
I mean, he's like, legally I can't tell the story. Oh God. I hope it's not some like an underage thing or something.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, legally I can't tell.
That's dangerous.
You know what? It's probably a prostitute. I guarantee it.
Oh.
If legally he can't tell. Tina Lamar. That sounds like a faux name.
Tina Lamar.
Totally was a prostitute in Vegas sort of thing. For sure.
I love that he didn't shave and that red wig. It's like so Pretty Woman. Like in the very beginning where...
Vivian?
Yes. It was her wig!
Vivian.
Oh my God.
So unfortunate. He was not a very pretty woman. He was a handsome woman. I'll give him that.
I loved how drunk Schwartz was. He was so drunk. He's like, where's my dick?
Yeah.
you know that Schwartz is drunk if Jax is saying you're drunk.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Schwartz was other level. I don't think we've ever seen him this drunk. No, I don't think so.
I haven't really. I've been to like one bachelor party. Do people really get that wasted at their bachelor party?
Yeah.
But he like couldn't talk, I feel.
Well, sometimes you get to that level. You know, I went on a spring break in college where my roommate was so drunk around the clock that she didn't speak anymore. She was like mute. She just wasn't speaking anymore. We'd be like, are you all right? She'd just nod like,
That's so dangerous.
I know.
Oh, drinking.
Oh, alcohol.
Thank God.
Fun times.
Okay, so he must have, but he didn't seem so drunk because when they come back to the hotel, Tom Schwartz was able to form a coherent sentence and stuff. So I don't know how much, really, he's...
It's almost like he sobered up a little bit from like... When they started getting ready for the drag, up until he saw Kristen and that got upset in the hotel.
Or he handles it very well?
I don't know. I mean, he was definitely a drunky monkey still.
He was.
Jax peeing on his dress. Like, Jax in the bathroom scene was amazing. Like, thank God Jax just leaves the door open all the time.
An animal.
Even in a bar.
That was a gift. Thank you, Bravo. That was like my 2017 gift from Bravo.
Yeah.
I just want to watch that over and over.
The peeing?
Yeah.
And then peeing on his dress and tucking that into his chin or putting it in his mouth.
What is that? I thought he put it in his mouth. I don't know.
Screaming, I peed on my dress. I'm just so happy they know how hard it is to be us. Like, Jack's disrobing out of all that stuff. And
still standing, able to stand. Yeah. Why can't he close a door? Like, what? I know that
well,
you like
God
that.
Well, thank God he doesn't.
But that's the thing that I'm wondering, because I feel like that's his shtick, using the restroom with the door open. And also the getting all the sayings wrong. Like, I feel like now that we've addressed that he gets all the sayings wrong, we're seeing them more frequently.
I feel like getting the sayings wrong is, like, his normal everyday...
The pretending not to know how to put on a bra was a little much.
Oh, that was weird. I said to Jay when he had, like, the bra strap over his neck. I said to Jay, I was like, with all the bras that he's unstrapped, he doesn't know how to put one on.
Good point. Yeah. A little phony. Stassi took them on a murder tour, which they really didn't give any much time to, considering how funny the drag went.
Useless. I would have rather seen Lisa in the kitchen again.
Let me tell you something.
I'd rather see the murder.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was so happy they kept in the part of Kristen saying the guys who got tied to a post with their stomach slit open were the ones who cheated on their girlfriends. And she would do it too.
Yeah.
I was like, of course she would. And Stassi.
The whole group.
100%. Remember when Stassi wanted to put like an acid-laced
dildo
up Kristen's vahuha?
I love acid. That's just... Yeah, she has some zingers. She had a real funny thing that she said tonight, too. Now I can't...
I laughed out loud.
I know, and I didn't write it down, and we were laughing about it, and now I can't think of when or where it happened. Can you remember it all?
It was in her... I think it was in her interview, right?
It was in a talking head portion, and I think it was either during the stripper or during this part, and I can't remember what it was, but she had a real good one. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I don't remember.
If you are in the chat room and you remember the really funny interview moment with Stassi, will you please write it so
down
we can talk about it?
Yeah.
Would you guys consider it an honor if Stassi or Kristen killed you?
An honor? Only if acid was involved. I want the true treatment.
God, I love them. Okay. Lisa and Ken taste food from the chef. So those three new dishes she demanded they taste. One did not make the cut. The other two did. The cabbage soup, which in the hell makes?
Never.
That is not a restaurant item.
I can't with cabbage.
What was
menu.
It?
Cabbage soup.
Like, who'd order that?
Lisa was right. She's like, this is something you eat when you're trying to lose 30 pounds. Like, what the?
Yeah.
No, I would
Anywho.
Not.
Would not.
Silly,
I think we should
phony.
Pay as much time to this as the show did and move
okay.
It,
move let's move
it
along.
Right
but
along.
Ken had a zinger saying that Lisa had upgraded their room because they needed two separate beds.
Yeah.
So Tom swaps out his cougar wig for the Sia wig and
improvement.
Everybody files into the lobby, so all the girls get to see all the guys and Ariana dressed in their drag, which Stassi loves it. She says that Jax looks like Tiffany with an eye at the end.
Oh, that
was
it.
That was it.
Yes.
Oh, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, my
okay.
God. Dying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tiffany with an eye. That whole line kept getting better,
and
too.
And I have a thing with, like, people in L.A. who there's an E on the end of their name. Do you know? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. I'm like thinking, I don't know.
I know two people. I don't want to call them out. But it's like, you meet
like
them
if you don't
and
need
you
it?
Meet, yes, okay. You meet them and you hear the way that they speak and they're so like blonde and phony and silly and you're like, I'll bet there's an E on the end of their name.
Yeah.
And then you find out later that you're right and you're like, told you so.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what, I could be a spy. Kristen, call me. We're going to open up our own detective agency.
Stecker Doty.
at your service. Yeah.
I think it would be Doty Stecker. If I know Kristen, Doty would have to come first.
It's yes, true.
What else can we say about
the
things go wrong? I know things went wrong pretty quick.
Everybody loved it. Like they walked in and people like they were dying. I think everybody had a fun time up to like to that point.
Yeah.
And then shit got real.
Shit, the man.
Yeah.
So let's get to the messy. Kristen tries to take Schwartz aside and say, "You fight about that you fucked that chick in Vegas." Is the quote.
Yeah.
He denies it. She says, no, Carmen saw it. And he immediately gets defensive and says that she's basic. And then he calls her Doty basic psycho bitch. What do we want to say about it up until this point? Nothing, really? Should
well,
I keep going?
I don't think it's her... with all due respect, it's just not her position to it's not her job to make this conversation happen.
I feel like he was so upset because it wasn't even dealt with in a, like, kind, gentle way. Mm-mm. It wasn't like, listen, we after last night, after your fight, Katie really opened up to us, and here's what she's really hurting about. It was like, you fucked this girl. You never admitted it. It's like she's coming so aggressively
because
this is her, like, mission in the moment in her mind, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and I know that the intentions were... I know what the intentions were. Mm-hmm. Like, she thinks that if this is cleared, then then everything's going to go soundly.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just not... It's between mm-hmm. Katie and Tom, and it's just... I know you care for Katie. It's just you are not responsible for it, and you're going to add fuel to a fire, which clearly happened.
Right. I mean, like, obviously, doesn't Katie need to address this herself with Tom alone?
Yes.
Like, the fact that Kristen did this on camera while everyone smashed...
Yeah.
And aggressively, kind of, because it wasn't dealt with in, like, a, look, I care for you. I want everything to be great between you and Katie. Katie confided this in me. Like, it wasn't done that way.
Yep. I completely agree.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If the approach was different, maybe, and she said, I talked to Katie last night, and she was saying this, and instead of, you did this, you did this, I think that Tom would have been a little bit more receptive to that conversation happening.
True, I agree.
Tabitha Roadhouse in the chat says, Kristen has bad delivery, plain and simple. We all have that one friend. And 100% Robert says, her bringing it up at the party is what made the crap hit the fan. That is something that Tom and Katie should work out in private or with a therapist.
Yep.
Agree.
Yeah.
And if she was going to do it with him, I feel like, let's do it maybe in the morning before we're all wasted and, or, you know, quietly, just
Not pull him away from a conversation. Because she went out of, like, he was talking to Carter, I think, and she was just like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I think he tried to sidestep having a one-on-one with her.
Yeah.
Didn't he say he was...
He's all not now. I don't want to, I'm drinking, I'm sitting, something like that.
Michael Roach says it's sick.
It is sick.
Sick. Another, you're right, Michael
another
Roach.
Another it's sick moment of the week.
Two it's six.
Carter tries to kind of get between Kristen and the guys. There's like a lot of Kristen screaming at Sandoval because Sandoval's trying to defend Schwartz. There's pushing Carter in and off the elevator. Carter ends Carter's up riding the elevator with them, which I thought was a terrible idea.
Carter's cool, let him in. But Tony, you stay
like,
out.
Jody, no, Jody. And then he calls her a fucking bitch whore in front of Carter in the elevator. And I thought, here it goes. Carter's
going
to punch him.
Didn't you think it was going to be a fist fight?
100%. I was so nervous. And I was like, how much room is there in the elevator with the camera crew is taking at the other corner?
Not much.
Like, this is not good.
Can throw an elbow.
I'm glad it didn't come to blows.
And then who told... Did Sandoval... tell Carter to grow up, or did Schwartz tell Carter to grow up? Because the retort was Carter saying, well, you grew up to be fucking Sia.
It was Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
I think so. Or maybe he said he grew up to be Sia.
Okay.
But Carter got involved in a fight too, and it's just like, I don't know what these people were thinking that they were going to do.
Has Carter never seen the show? Because
I don't know.
I mean, to go in and try to defend Kristen against Sandoval, whose their history is long and hard.
Yeah.
You are going to lose that battle, my friend. Yeah. And they were like volunteering, like, we're going to tell you everything she's ever done. And like, that got really messy.
And it's weird seeing them have friction after all this time of really not seeing them have any scenes with each other. I mean, they've been in each other's company.
I was like, this sucks. Just totally fractured their
meanwhile,
relationship.
Progress. Stassi's sitting outside of her room with the phone. Like,
oh, she's like trying to collect evidence of what's going on.
Jax and Brittany behind the door. Like,
Stassi and Kristen are really a detective agency on their own.
I'm so pleased that Jax didn't walk outside and get involved. Like, I feel like that's progress on Jax's part.
Agreed.
But Brittany wanted to. Brittany was like, we need to go out there. Because he's like, if you go out there, you're dealing with stuff that has happened way before. I'm kind of wondering what was going on because they all kind of splintered off and Katie seemed like she just appeared out of nowhere.
Right. Didn't really
Stassi
know
was
why
sitting
he
in the corner.
Upset.
Like, where were all these? It's almost like a murder mystery. Like, where were all these people?
I'm wondering if we watched like a really long time lapse, but it was cut all, you know, it was like Katie came out of nowhere. We didn't know why.
Because she's like, Dodie's downstairs. And Sheena and Ariana and Kristen were downstairs, but Katie, like, was she wandering the hall? Like, was she delivering food service? Like, what was going on?
Can we also talk about Sandoval's soundbite, which Sandoval and Schwartz were vehemently denying that Tom ever slept with this girl in Vegas.
Yeah.
But then in his interview, Schwartz says, I'm almost positive I didn't have sex with her, but I woke up in her room. Well, by James Kennedy theory, then you definitely did. Like, why would you admit that on camera?
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy. I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't believe that he did sleep with a girl. He said he's kissed somebody, and that's kind of bad, but I don't think that he slept with her.
I mean, why did he admit that he is pretty sure he didn't do it, and then he woke up in her room? Like, why would he say that on camera?
Yeah, that's rough. I don't know.
Poor Katie. I don't know.
I'm having a silence for this.
All right, well, Sandoval is saying, what about all the years before Vegas in defense of what's going on? Yeah. And then Schwartz is, we don't know why and exactly how long this has all been going on, but all of a sudden, he's done. He's not marrying Katie. Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Even though we got to see that soundbite last week when he said it tonight, I was like, God, this is like the best episode. Great place to end.
You know it's drama when Vanderpump Rules does it to be continued.
I know. When I saw those words appear.
You guys, this is a three-parter. This is Mage. This is like Housewives level. We will always talk about the New Orleans trip.
Yeah, I just
do you think so?
Yeah.
It's going to be a topic.
Oh, yeah.
I still talk about the Housewives of Beverly Hills Amsterdam trip with Lisa Rinna and Kim Richards.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best fight in reality TV.
Let's talk about the husband.
did you just say let's talk about the husband?
Kristen was kind of changing the flip in the script, though, when she was explaining to Sheena what was going on. She's like, I was over there trying to tell Tom. Like, it was very played down to what was going on.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot. Sheena was, like, up in Tom's face in his room being like, you need to go apologize and admit it.
What kills me is that I don't know what they think these cameras are doing, but recording their lives. Like, the proof's going to come out, and at the reunion, they're going to roll the clip and be like, hey, remember that we were watching you, Kristen, like, yell this, and you weren't, like, very calm? Like, I think we need to talk about Katie. Like, that's not how it happened. And we all saw it. Like,
Good point.
I hear people more often than not saying that they forget that the camera's even there. And I do believe that that's true, but I just don't know how it's possible.
I mean, I think once you do get so used to shooting this, and then you're so drunk.
Yeah.
Any comments, boys, coming from the chat room?
This is an Eileen quote. Beast.
You beast.
Or Alyssa Edwards, if you want.
And then...
Beast? How dare you?
Crystal...
Oh, we got a rap.
Crystal Matlack is comparing Tom Schwartz saying that he doesn't remember if he slept with that girl the same way that Kristen said she was pretty sure she didn't do anything with Brittany.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let the court records reflect.
And Julia.
We got our own stenographer in house.
I'm a stenographer, a psychologist, and a lawyer.
Julia, the health girl, said it's fine. Katie motorboated a D. Tom's good.
She did motorboat a D. See, that's.
You guys,
I think of that more than the guy that. Yeah.
I have nothing left to say. That was a perfect ending.
Okay, let's stop. To be continued.
No, I'm kidding. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
That was it. I was just going to say that's more in my memory of Katie motorboating a D than Tom sleeping with a guy.
There you go.
Because we
gave it a nice catchphrase. Who accused her of the motorboating the D? The Kristen? Was it Kristen?
But didn't they have footage? Didn't they have club footage?
Sheena, I don't know.
I think, but it wasn't like her of her actually motorboating the D. Oh, it was Sheena. No, it was Sheena. This is all Sheena's fault anyway. No, I'm kidding.
Vanderpump Rules is on season 5.
You guys, this is like Vanderpump Rules on steroids tonight. It was so good.
It was a good one.
Oh my God. Okay, so next week is the third and probably final installment. Any predictions for next week?
Hashtag drama.
Yeah. AF. I mean, we see the Sandoval meltdown, which is going to be amazing. He's a battered wife!
Back kid. The look on Schwartz's face, I think we've laughed at it every time we've seen it.
The fact...
Like, he just
fact,
he, like, turns his own...
No, he's dressed as a woman. He's dressed as a woman, and he says he's a battered wife. It couldn't be any perfect.
Yeah. It's going to be a great... I think this is a good trip.
I think they're going to all, like, make up and everything be fine, though. Because they look all happy playing, like, stupid, like, spin the bottle shots or something. Yeah. And, whatever.
Spin the bottle fixes everything.
Ugh, everything ends up fine, you guys. All right. Well, we'd love to chat with you all throughout the week. Gentlemen, where can we find you online?
On Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. And you can also find me here every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for the Days of Our Lives after show, Dish and Days.
Ooh, baby. What did I want to ask you? You have any polls you're going to put out on Twitter this week for anybody?
Maybe I'll put a poll out. Everyone likes a good poll.
Love polls.
Oh, my God. Okay. Stay tuned.
Where can we find you, young lady?
Yeah, guys. Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker.
Woo-hoo!
Keep in touch this week. We love you so much. We'll see you next week for episode 17.
Woo! Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bridesmaids, hoo-ha-ha!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.